The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, sort of. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. What you apparently can't do is hear the show on the radio right now.
No, who needs that?
On a day when we're having...
That's silly.
Blitzer Appreciation Day, where we're giving away something every segment.
Where we're celebrating ratings.
We're off the friggin' air.
So typical.
So, we're app only.
I could pretend to be surprised, but that would be stupid.
I guarantee you it's the Dickweeds at 610 did it. I guarantee you.
I'm not. I wouldn't guarantee that. I could tell you what it is, but I won't tell you on the air.
Oh,
not that anyone could hear it anyway. But
well, exactly. You might as well. So, honestly, I don't know what to do here because I've got so much good stuff to get to and so many great things to give away, and I don't want to do it. You know what?
I'll give stuff away on Twitter.
Well, you know, we'll give stuff away to the app people because we got a lot of app people and we appreciate the app people. So we'll do that too. But hopefully we'll be back on the air soon because I really don't want to waste any of the good stuff right now.
Yeah.
So, and apparently Jong says it's going to take a while.
Oh, of course.
How far is Winnie?
Winnie's like, I mean, here?
Honestly, yeah. We might as well not do a show if he's got to drive to Winnie.
Yeah, at this time of day, he's not going to get there by the time the show ends.
We should just call the show off and do this tomorrow. Seriously.
I don't know where he is, but he said he needs to go to Winnie.
Then there's no way. He's not going to have the show back on by 7 o'clock. That's impossible. Winnie is at least an hour with no traffic. It's 5:03. You ever tried driving out I-10 East at 5:03?
No, I'm always here.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I used to in the old days. Well, I don't do that anymore.
I could tell you what it's like. All right. It ain't great.
No.
Oh, well, I was going to curse. It's near Beaumont.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. There's no chance. There's no chance he gets there and gets us back on air before 7 o'clock.
Good times.
We're honestly, I mean, I think we should punt and try it again tomorrow. I really do. I mean, I know we got a lot of people listening on the app, and we appreciate you guys, but I mean, I'm not going to give away all this stuff when people can't listen to us.
Yeah, we can hold off the giveaways till tomorrow.
I think we should just go national. There's no way he's getting this show back up. It's got to go to friggin' Winnie.
We'll talk to Todd during the break. We'll see what we want to do.
We'll figure something out. But, I mean, we've got live reads that are supposed to go to...
Because, I mean, what are we going to do? Go sit in traffic?
And not listen to us? Yeah.
If I was drinking, I would say, let's go somewhere and get a lot of beer, but...
Well, I may do that. It sounds like a good plan to me. Is this not perfect? You know...
It's pretty standard.
It's undeniably... It's just perfect. We make all these plans. We're going to do all this cool stuff. Take care of the listeners. What happens?
This happens.
Yeah. Well, let's try a phone call. Chris, you're on the Blitz. I don't know how many people can hear you, but welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Hey, what's all this Twitter talk, man? I listen to you on the app. I was born and raised in South Houston, and I live way up near Livingston now. And the only way I hear y'all is on the app. So I guess I'm fortunate. But But this is host appreciation day because I'm glad y'all keep it rolling, even if you know, maybe half y'all listeners can't hear right now. So.
Well, thanks, man. Well, appreciate it while you can. I don't know how much longer this will last.
Jay says, give away the good stuff, and Winnie is like 2 hours, no traffic. Nah, I mean, I can get to Winnie, you know, with no traffic.
Oh, you can get there in an hour.
Yeah, you can do it in an hour. Depending on where you're coming from. Now, if you're coming from the Woodlands, yeah, you got no shot. So, all right. What about the radio listener who switched to the app? What does he get? You know what I'll do? I'll still do giveaways, all right? At least until we decide what the hell to do here. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Well, a lot of people have switched to the app, but...
Well, I mean, that's good. That's fine, but it's... like, we can't do our live reads. Our commercials aren't counting right now.
Right. From a purely technical standpoint...
From a business standpoint...
We're kind of screwed right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... but I'm pretty sure I can cuss and get away with it.
I think you could.
Because... there is no restriction on the app.
Yeah.
Because the FCC can't do anything about that.
Yeah. But with your luck, the signal would pop right when the signal would come back.
I would get on there and say, I am so sick of this mother bleep. And then that's when it would come back.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. Apparently, we had a power surge at the tower. It took out our main generator, and the second one came back on, and that one got taken out as well.
Oh. By the secondary power surge, right?
I don't know. It could have been the initial power source.
Are we not using a circuit breaker? Are we not using like a... what are those?
Well, he has to manually go out there to turn it back on.
Nah, holy...
Flip a switch.
Effing 610, man. That's who did it. How do you have both of them go down? I mean, that's what we have a backup generator. Isn't that the definition of a backup generator?
Yeah, and the backup got taken out.
Right.
Taken out by what?
By magic. I'm sure this happens to every major market radio station. No big deal. This happens all the time. I'm sure in LA and New York this stuff is this is an everyday thing.
I'm sure in Laredo it happens.
Yeah.
You know, other major markets. Yeah, so all right. Well, you know what? For those of you here on the app, I'm going to give you something because we appreciate you guys. Boy, how about a $50 gift card to Top Brass Military and Tactical? They have everything you need for military and law enforcement gear, hiking, camping, and survival equipment. With two storefronts, they're strategically located in the city, one just off 59 South in Sugarland, the other on 45 North. Stop by and check it out or log on to topbrassmilitary.com. I guess we'll do caller number 3 just to see how many people are actually on the app. 713-780-3776. Huh. Yeah, I'm also hearing that there might be problems with the phone lines, but I see phone people on there. Let's grab Joe. Let's see what Joe has to say. What's up, Joe?
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, Fred, you were about to get a Merrill, right?
Yes.
Hey, I was saying is, have you checked out the Chargers yet? Those are really comfortable, and I think I have one myself, and a friend of mine has a souped-up Camaro, but I decided to go with the Charger because it's really comfy, and you should look into it.
I like the Chargers, but the Chargers are Chargers four-door, right?
I think they're two. I've actually
Challengers are two-door.
Yeah, Challengers are two-door. Yeah. I looked at it. I pretty much got my mind made up. So, in fact, I'm going tomorrow to look at one that one of the Blitzers turned me onto at his dealership. And if I like it, I'll have it tomorrow. And if I don't, I'll keep looking. But I have a very specific vehicle in mind. And so that, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean I don't like those other cars, but this is what I want. So it says no commercials, nonstop blitz. Now that's listener appreciation. Now there's going to be a stop because I have to go spill more water and there have to be restroom breaks. But yeah, I guess. Yeah. See, there's the lines are hardly lining up for the gift card. That tells me where we are with this. Okay. Yeah. I didn't think anything could ruin my mood today. This did it because here we are trying to take care of our listeners. The one time when we're going to go out of our way and everybody's listening because they're all excited. They're going to win all this crap.
None of you are winning anything.
And somebody unplugs a friggin' thing and look what happens. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Well, now the lines are full because I said that. So I have no clue. I really don't. I don't know who's here and who's not.
No, I think we get a good, you know, good chunk of listeners on our app, and I think doing this and turning them on to the app is working. And I think starting this month, our app streaming numbers are going to be counted for the rating. So
really,
yes.
Oh, dude, we're going to really kick some ass then. Joshua, I'm the voice of Ron Burgundy. Fred should do a go bleep yourself 610. Yeah. Rottweiler, why couldn't this happen to the 610 morning guys?
Why can't this happen to everybody else? Because everybody else doesn't work here.
You know what? It's the timing of the whole thing. That's it. It's like this is supposed to be a celebration, a fun day. Everybody's all fired up. And then they just totally go treat us like Ed Norton in the shower.
Yeah.
And yeah, great. Wonderful. Okay. Well, 713.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I don't know. Do we keep doing a show? We keep kicking over to the National. We try again tomorrow.
I vote we do a show. Me and you started off doing a freaking Sunday morning show where hardly anybody listened, and we did it just because we loved it. So.
No, you didn't do it just because you loved it. You did it because they had commercials to run, John.
Well, that, we can make up those commercials. Throwing them back to National does nothing to solve that. Then none of those commercials are going to run anyway.
If you'll let me cuss, I'll keep doing the show. Okay, 713-780-ESPN. Enough people are listening. Yeah, I love this. Don't take it out on the listeners by complaining, though. You know what? If somebody came and peed on your desk at work, and let's say you worked on something all day, and then somebody came in and basically threw it in the trash, and you don't think you'd be pissed? You know what? That's my hey man bleep that to you, texter. Go away. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, such as it is. If you're listening, you're listening on the app or the website. Appreciate you guys sticking with us. So here's the conundrum. Like, I'm going to save the giveaways for tomorrow. We're going to try this again tomorrow. As far as the giveaways go. But here's the hard part, John. Like, all the best stories and cool stuff I want to get to, I don't want to waste those. And they'll hold till tomorrow. I got some fun stuff here. So what do you do?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just take a couple phone calls. Why don't we do that? And we'll just see where this goes.
I'm not salty about this at all, by the way.
Well, and it's kind of embarrassing.
This isn't completely shitting on my day.
Up.
You see what I did there, John? See what I did? I said it. Because it is. It really is. You know, like when you talk about all the things you've got lined up to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
And then we don't get to a couple of them.
Yeah.
Now it feels like all the work we've done today was for no reason at all.
Pretty much.
No.
And it's not that we don't appreciate the people listening on the app, but it says, hey, listener appreciation day, then the station goes silent. Sick joke. I hate it, but I like it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. Yeah. Hmm. 713-780-ESPN.
All right, let's talk to Justin. Hey, Justin, sports.
Hey, sports. Just had a quick question about the Texas Longhorns basketball team. I was going to see what your thoughts on whether or not you think they can get to 20 wins for the tournament, and if so, what kind of seed they will have going into the tournament.
You know, last night was a big win for them. They've had some struggles as of late, and they really, really needed a win like that, and getting that is big. I think Texas is probably a six or a seven seed would be my guess. I think it'd be tough for them to get, I mean, unless they win the conference, I think it'd be tough for them to get much higher than that. As far as 20 wins, I think last night gave them 18. If we're putting odds on it, I'll go, it's probably close to a coin flip, really. Their last two games are at Oklahoma, or they're home against Oklahoma and Kansas, obviously the two best teams in the conference. They'd have to win one of those. They're going to beat Oklahoma State because Oklahoma State's a trash can. But, winning one of those last two is going to be crucial. Or one of the last two home games, OU and Kansas.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
What I will say for them is, you know, I covered that team for a long time. And the only games that have that place rocking is the OU game and the Kansas game. Even when Aggie was in conference, it wasn't as big of a deal as playing OU or Kansas. Even when Oklahoma sucks, it doesn't matter because it's Oklahoma. That place fills up and it's loud and it's a cool environment. Kansas, it's always a great environment. And these are literally the only times it's a great basketball environment at Texas because it's typically not. But they do a good job of filling that place up for those two games.
Yeah, and for those of you who are complaining about us complaining, I'm sorry we care about the product. I'm sorry we care about the show. I'm sorry that pisses us off. Grow up. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm sorry that I care about the God bleeping product that we're trying to put out. And this is what we get on a day where we are trying to take care of you guys. And if I don't get pissed off over that, then I don't care about you guys. And that would be total bull stuff. John, let's try John.
What up, John? Sports.
Sports to you guys.
Sports to you again.
Hey, guys. I got a question that maybe you would take today and not some other day when it's online, but sorry about all the problems you're having. You have a disclaimer that you play that says your opinions are not the opinions of Gal Media. What exactly did you all say or do? Why do they feel the need to put that disclaimer up?
They don't feel the need to. It's a gag. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. We did it as a joke because there were people who were calling our bosses and complaining to our bosses about our show. So,
yeah, we've got kids in the car.
Yeah.
And we've always told you we're not for kids. And we'd always, whenever we're on the first hour, we try not to get into too much stuff that would offend kids simply because I know you're picking them up from school and you want to listen. And then after 5 o'clock, we kind of think, okay, should be home by now. And then after 6 o'clock, we kind of just take the condom off is usually the way we approach it.
Well, some people tell me we're back on the radio. I'm telling John to investigate this. I don't
really
know if it's true.
Really? Did we flip a switch? Did somebody get there and flip a switch?
Lamont says, look at it like this. If we win the book again, we can brag about how we did it even when we lost a day. That'd be pretty impressive. That's a good story to tell.
Sure
and
it is.
On the bright side, no matter what, even if our show doesn't come back on for the rest of the day, I bet that this show rates higher than what 1560 is doing right now. Right? Huh?
Yeah. All right. Everybody says we're back.
We are back, but I've been told that it's on a backup, so it might cut in and out.
Oh, great.
So. Okay, well, at least they can sort of hear us, right?
Yes, he's so still on his way to go fix it.
Well, that would be great. All right. So we'll go back to the giveaways. I will do the giveaways as long as people can hear us. But if you can't hear us again, tell us so I can cut it off.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780. I'm glad I didn't cuss because that was very close to when we actually got back on the air.
There you go.
And I was very, very near doing that. So, all right. We'll do one more call, then we'll do a giveaway, and then we'll try to reset the show. Lamar, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, man, it's Lamont, man. I don't think you're ready to play a joke on you guys, but I'm glad I did, man. I was thinking you're ready to call up there and say the seven deadly words. And did I heard you guys on the radio. Just wanted to mess around with you for a little bit. I'm glad I didn't do it, though.
Yeah, good call. Thank you.
All right, man.
That would have been funny. Okay. 713-780-ESPN. What do I want to give away here? So we haven't missed a giveaway, right? To my knowledge.
I don't know.
I mean, that was the point. We were going to...
No. Everything that you've given away has been given away.
Okay, so here's the thing. For those of you who just now can hear us and couldn't hear us for, 20 minutes, had tower problems, which sucks because we're doing a day where we're trying Listener Appreciation Day. We wanted to give you guys giveaways every single segment. So while you can hear me, I'm going to give away a Street Fighter V game.
Sweet.
All right. And so we're going to keep doing this every segment. And hopefully, if we go off air, it's just going to be at people. So how about this? A new era of fighting games begins now. Street Fighter V is out. Win a copy and be blown away. Street Fighter V has new characters, stunning visuals, and tons of fighting fun. Out on PS4 and PC. Don't even think about calling yourself a gamer unless you own Street Fighter V. Pick it up now. Rated T for teen. We'll do caller 20. I've got, how many more of those? One more of those to give away. We'll do that at the end of the show when we do Hey Man Bleep That, which I wonder what all three of us are going to do on that, just out of curiosity. Okay. So, yeah, we have one more to give away. We'll do that last segment of the show. All right, now what?
You tell me. I don't know. I don't want to be
totally been taken out of my game now.
I'm trying not to be a downer. You know, I feel like I'm
well, see, being pouty. I usually am the positive one here, but you know,
I've got no positivity right now.
I worked on this a little bit, man. I had to got with Michelle to get giveaways for everybody. Wanted to take care of the people, and then this stuff happens.
Yeah.
I get unplugged by 6:10. Dickweeds. All right, I'm over it. 713-780-ESPN. Is it Gabs?
It sure is.
Let's listen to Gabs. That's what Gabs has to say. What's up, Gabs?
Hey, what's going on?
Sports is going on. What's going on with
you? And apps, apparently.
You guys are only on the app still?
No, I think we're on the radio now. But who knows for how long.
I don't want to call it a coincidence or anything, but as soon as I called, I thought you guys got back on the air.
Well, maybe you saved the day.
Maybe so. I just wanted to give you guys a little boost, you know, just say what's up and that I appreciate you guys all the time. I listen all the time. And most importantly, I appreciate your passion for enjoying what you do.
Days like today, I've got to be honest, Gabs. I hate this job right now.
Yeah, but look at it. We got tomorrow to go for it, so.
We got half the show left. We got today to go for it. We can bounce back from this. All right? I can do this. We can bounce back.
We'll see.
We're going to rally.
We'll see, Fred.
It's just like if you were really fat, you could bounce back using quick weight loss.
True.
Because that was me. And
if you're really fat, you can bounce without quick weight loss.
Well, that's true, and people can bounce off you. But the good news is, hey, if you need to lose weight, we've been looking in the mirror, and it happens easy, man. You get a job where you're sitting at a desk all day listening to us. You don't get to go to the gym, and the next thing you know, you look in the mirror, and you're like, holy bleep, how did that happen? And that's kind of how I felt, man. Somebody took a picture of us somewhere, and I looked at it, and I go, oh, dude, you got to do something. I went to Quick Weight Loss, and not only did I lose the weight, but I was able to eat real restaurant food, real supermarket food. And then when I got the weight off, the hardest thing for me in the past has always been, you get the weight off, and then you just put it back on. Well, Quick Weight Loss, they give you a program, and they continue to work with you so that you don't turn into that guy who loses 50 pounds and then puts 30 of it right back on. And I've been able to keep the weight off. And you know what? If I do put on a few pounds, they help me get it right back off. That's what happened last week. Right back off and gone. and they can do the same thing for you. Right now, 6 weeks for $66, all weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, visit one of their 15 Houston area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com or give them a call at 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. You are cyanide
in a cup. The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Behold the King. The King of Kings. Your knees, dog. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. We actually have two sports stations going now, which is a good thing. All right, so apparently we're back. We're going to just roll right along here. I am going to give something away before we get to Jerome. $50 gift card to Top Brass Military and Tactical. They have everything you need for military and law enforcement gear to hiking, camping, and survival equipment. With two storefronts, they're strategically located in the city, just off 59 South at Sugarland, the other on 45 North. Stop by and check it out or log on to topbrassmilitary.com. Caller number 10 as we continue Listener Appreciation Day, which we showed with about 20 minutes of silence. But that's all right. We got Jerome Solomon now. What's up, Jerome?
What's up, man? I get in off the airplane, I turn on my radio, and there's no you guys. I mean, you got the number one show in the whole damn city, and all of a sudden you cut out. You know it's a conspiracy, right?
I mean, I think it's pretty amazing that we have the number one show with, like, the crappiest signal in the history of radio.
Oh, no, you can argue about the signal and all of that, but being out today, that's probably one of them hoes at 610 went down there. And
it could have been.
That's what I said.
Terrorism.
That's what I said.
It could have been.
Hey, if they want war, I'm okay.
Who do you
with
think
that.
It would be?
Well, they're losing it in every way, coming and going. So,
It would. I would say.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks, man. Sir. I would say it's either Rich Lord or.
I mean, he's on the air right now, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm sure he's got some kind of mole who will do it for him.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't do it himself. He doesn't have the balls.
No. they got a lot of money down there too, so they could pay somebody to do that.
Yeah,
they got enough scrubs over there.
Anyway, well, hey, these things happen. So let's get to some sports because Joshua has a really good tweet that I want to ask you instead of me. Says, I like the enthusiasm with the Astros right now, but can't help but feel uneasy about a World Series prediction. Feels like Texans 2014. Is that fair? I mean, because it's not really all that dissimilar. I mean, they're third in the odds.
You know, no, there's some huge dissimilarities. And I just got off Orlando, Kissimmee, spending, you know, several days down there. So, yeah, it's easy to drink the Kool-Aid because it's nice and warm and comfy and sunny. But there are some – it does present as real and more real than we've seen in a long time. And, I'll squash people's dreams in a heartbeat. I'm not going to do it with these guys. And most importantly, the biggest difference specifically to his question, his point about the – Texans in 2014, these guys are young. I mean, this isn't a team that, you know, you're hoping to get a little bit more out of a guy and hoping a guy still holds on. And, you know, you're not Andre Johnson falling down, you know, and Arian Foster about to get hurt and Matt Schaub already falling off the map. No, you've got guys who are, not forget reaching their peak, you got guys who are just starting to even know what their peak might be, and they've had a great run. Now, and they had a great run last year. Now, I don't think they were quite as good as what they ended up being last year. You got to get lucky in baseball, and they were pretty fortunate. But I'm telling you, they talk and walk like a team that's ready to get it done. They're not bouncing around all jumpy and excited like I kind of expected them to be. They're just walking around like, hey, man, you know, we're here to win it. I mean, and they have that personality. Keuchel is that kind of guy. Carlos Correa. He and Keuchel are just badasses, you know, and Altuve is the same guy. They're not an up and down type group, and I'll give AJ Hinch a lot of credit for that, but they got the right kind of guys that could, you know, last year should be the start of a good run. 2013 for the Texans was like the end of a good run.
Do you think that the team improves on what they did last year? Or because, well, I think they're pretty talented. I still think they've got some pretty big gaps. The rotation was fairly healthy last year. I think that last year may have been, at least for a year or two, about as good as they could get.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm with you there. I think there was definitely some fool's gold in there last year, and that, you know, you walk around thinking, okay, we're right there, we don't have to do anything. You're being a little foolish. But they got a closer. That would change a lot of what they did. Now, of course, the problem is, and it's the problem, a problem the Rockets had. It's a problem that a lot of teams that make a good run and catch you off guard in a year coming back. You can't start the season in the playoffs. So you can't start the season where you left off last year. You got to start the season 0-0 and do what you can do, you know. And that was kind of the Rockets, part of the Rockets' problem. I think they came back to this year talking about, you know, getting past the Western Conference Finals, and like, no, dude, y'all need to get to the Western Conference Finals again first, and then start thinking about getting past them, you know. And that's, these guys are talking World Series, but, you know, that's going to be up to the manager to maintain. But no, I don't think they improved enough. I mean, it would have been nice for them to go out and get another big arm. That closer thing, that saves you a lot of headaches, and that could save them going forward.
Give me one guy that, now that you've been out there and been around a little bit, one guy who will surprise us this year that, I know there's the A.J. Reeds out there, all these people that folks are hoping will come out and be players for him. But give me one guy you think might actually contribute and surprise from all these young guys that are running around.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's really kind of tricky because they got young guys who already gave you something last year and gave you a lot. So the surprise will be guys who are supposed to be part of that group that isn't. And that's, you know, Jonathan Singleton. I mean, he's supposed to be in the mix with Correa and doing what those guys are doing, and he hasn't kept up his part of bargain. He's supposed to be up there with him and Springer and, you know, getting in the mix. And they have to be better at first base, period. I mean, that's just all there is to it. So forget the young guys. The big surprise for me will be if Jim Crane would get up off the wallet when they need to get up off the wallet come June and make a move. And I know Jim well enough to know he wants to win in the worst way, and he wants to win on the field and at the bank. And sometimes those two are in competition. So I will be surprised if they're going well and they need to really get off the, you know, behind and spend some money at the trade deadline. I'll be surprised if they actually do it, as opposed to just riding it out.
Thoughts on Tucker playing at first base, or maybe Reed coming up and sort of taking over that job? Are those possibilities, you think?
Oh, I don't think the Tucker is as much of a possibility as that. If they're desperate, they're going to give Singleton all the opportunity in the world. I mean, Crane joked about something else today about making a $3 million mistake. Well, Singleton is more than a $3 million mistake. It's $2 million a year for the next 3 years, I believe it is. So he's going to get all the opportunity in the world. But yeah, I don't see Tucker getting there. One of those, Singleton or Reed, and, you know, whichever one is hot and whichever one can show that they can do it, they'll get a full opportunity. But, yeah, I just you got to be better than that, than to just slap somebody in there. They're not good enough to slap a guy like Tucker in there. You know what I mean? You're going up against some monster teams with some deep rosters, and, you know, you got away with some stuff last year because you got off to such a ridiculous start, a start they won't get off to this year. You're going to have to play good baseball, not just hot baseball, to be able to win it.
Jerome Solomon, our guest. And all right, so I'm both more encouraged and less encouraged by what you had to say about the Astros.
I'm right down the middle on them. But no, I will say, I mean, I believe in these guys. I mean, I like their attitude. And more importantly, you know, there are times I like some of what the Texans had to do and what they presented. But the best players on this team I like a lot more than, not necessarily the best players on the Texans, but the most important players on the Texans. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they don't have a guy. They don't have Matt Schaub on this team. You know what I mean? And that's if Keiko was Matt Schaubish, then, you know, you'd have a lot more to worry about. But, no, he's much more J.J. Watt-like.
Well,
you know?
Well, one guy I want to ask you about before we let you go, because and not to put – I don't want to put Matt Schaub on him, but George Springer has had injuries the last couple of years. He's – you know, he's one of their big hopes, and he's shown flashes, but he hasn't really been that star yet. Is that the guy that if he goes off, you'll know this team is good? Or is he a guy that could just fall off the cliff?
And see, that's the thing. I think he's a guy that can't fall off the cliff. I think he could just be average, you know, or slightly above average, and with some speed. And their defense in the outfield is going to be ridiculous across the board. But, yeah, if he goes off, It's a completely different team. I mean, and that's the thing. You want him to step it up, and like I was talking about those other guys, he needs to be in the mix with the big boys. He needs to be a guy that's being talked about for postseason awards, kind of a guy for you to have a special team. But I think he has a floor. I don't think his floor is just completely off the map. You know, I mean, he swings at enough bad pitches that I guess he can fall into a rut and lose it all, but he's not a guy. I don't think he's Matt Schaub like. That's you're right when you started. I don't think he's a guy that would totally lose confidence. He's been too good and too confident for a long time. He's not a flash in the pan. He's shown flashes, and he is a guy that could have a great season. But I'm not expecting. I'm just expecting him to be good, and good from him would be good enough for them to stay in the hunt. Great from him, you know, they could be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a guy to me that if he's ever going to be a star, this is the year. It's time.
This is the year. And he should be, you know, Correa is going to get all the attention. So Springer can and Altuve is going to get the attention that he deserves. And so Springer should just be able to sit there and just have a good time and have fun. And he's important to the clubhouse because personality-wise, you know, he's a bridge for some of the older guys and the young guys. And he's, you know, he's a guy that people look to keep things light and loose. So he's a team leader, no doubt. But it will be nice to see him leading from, you know, in the 300 range and bringing in some runs and scoring some runs as opposed to being so up and down. And obviously he has to stay healthy. He looks a little bigger this year, but he says he's not much, but he's pretty cut. Now, Singleton, you know, he's huge, and we'll see if that makes a difference.
Think he roided up?
I wouldn't say he roided it up, you know.
Okay, just asking.
You know, I mean,
I'm four. Don't get me wrong.
I wouldn't say that.
Just don't get caught. Just have a good masking agent. All right.
That's doesn't mean he didn't. I'm just saying. I wouldn't say that.
That's Chronicle College Jerome Solomon. Jerome, appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, man.
All right, bro. Later. Right.
Okay. Quick break. We come back. We'll have a gym of the day. We'll have another giveaway. I think we're back on track. We haven't gone back off air?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything.
We don't know.
Mark
it's
says,
all a guessing game.
Listen to y'all complain is half the reason I listen to the show. It's hilarious. What are the odds we can get a real AJ rant? He did drop an S-bomb while we were off air on the app. I don't know that we can do better than that. Can we?
I don't think we need to.
Yeah, the point's been made. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Round three in your last qualifying opportunity. The Blitz Spring Poker Classic is Thursday. We're playing at Dave & Buster's on Richmond, the Big Stack Poker League. Sign-in for available seats will begin at 5. Everyone must be signed in by 6:45. Players take their seats at 7:15 to qualify for the finals. Top 25 will play for the grand prize pack. We already gave those away, but we'll give away more tomorrow. Apparently, I tempted the satellite gods because we cut out Nia again.
Oh, of course.
So I hope we're in. I'm... But you know what? I I apologize. I usually don't let this stuff get to me.
You know what I'm doing? I'm not even caring for the rest of the show.
Well, see, that's the problem, is I do care.
Yeah, I normally do.
That's why I probably overreacted.
I can't care today.
So, sorry if I got angry that this whole thing fell apart. So, because of that, I'm going to give something away as we continue our Listener Appreciation Day, except for 20 minutes where we're off the air. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for live thoroughbred racing. Enjoy a complimentary buffet. Sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday. We have a free handicapping contest that anybody can play in, even if you don't win. The winner gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant, which, you know, you can always take me. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. We'll take caller number 15. So that's your giveaway for this segment. We got a lot more coming. All right, you know what? I have a gym of the day to do.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panhock Jeweler gym of the day.
Are you a fan of Adolf Hitler?
No. I think he's kind of he's not the nicest guy.
No. Actually, this would have been so much better if we were off air, this story. If we were just on the app. But apparently, in a book published last year called Hitler's Last Day, Minute by Minute, two historians, Jonathan Mayo and Emma Craigie, claim the German dictator suffered from a condition that can lead to several complications with the penis. They claimed he had what you would call a micropenis.
Okay.
However, later on in an email, Ms. Craigie urged caution surrounding the report, saying that any suggestion he had a micropenis because he potentially suffered from something called hypospadias was a leap, and that she had not seen any evidence to suggest anything more than it was this condition that could cause problems with your penis.
Okay.
Penis.
Yeah, as David Delatti would say.
Penis.
It's believed to occur in 1 in 300 men. It's a birth defect, which means the urethra forms at the bottom of the... I don't know if I can start... I can keep describing this. I think this is scientific, right?
Yeah.
The urethra,
this is medical stuff.
The urethra forms at the bottom of the shaft or the base rather than the tip. This means more of it is fused to the body, meaning in some instances it can appear smaller.
Okay.
So, basically... He also had an undescended testicle. So
is this proven?
Well, this is based on his personal doctor who had given him hormones, amphetamines, and cocaine to boost his sex drive. That'll do it. So, anyway.
It seems like someone with that small of a dong would have a hard time getting people to follow them.
Probably so, but that also explains a lot of other issues with him.
Yeah, possibly.
Anyway, that's your gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panhock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, we're going to take another break. We come back. We'll have another hour. Our goal is to be on air the entire hour. We can make this happen. We can do this. John, we can do this.
That seems like a goal smaller than what we set to achieve when we were first introduced to Drive Time.
Speaking of Hitler.
But, yeah.
Smaller than we thought, right? Okay, you know what? I saw plenty of giveaways for you guys. In fact, we have four segments and five giveaways, so when we do Hey Man Bleep That, I'm giving away two things.
Nice.
How about that? Taking care of you guys today. Quick break. When we come back, a couple of weird topics I want to get to. That I wanted to do it at 5 o'clock, but we're only on the app, so we'll do it at 6. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975.